Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. After Jesus was baptized, he immediately went up out of the water. Suddenly, the heavens were opened for him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and landing on him. And a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with him." God's Son is baptized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. How does it make you feel when a teacher praises the project you spent so much time on? How does it make you feel when a coach tells you how proud they are of your hard work? How does it make you feel when a parent tells you how pleased they are by your good behavior? It feels amazing, right? Unfortunately, because of sin, God couldn't say those things to the people of this world. Adam and Eve disobeyed God and sinned against him. We have to admit that we have also disobeyed God and sinned against him. God is holy. That means he can't praise disobedience. He isn't proud of sinners. He'll never be pleased when people turn their backs and walk away from him. When God's Son, Jesus, came to this world, he was just like us in so many ways. He had eyes and fingers and feet just like us. He got hungry and tired and sad just like us. But Jesus was different from us in one very important way. He never disobeyed God. He never sinned against any of God's commands. Jesus was perfect and holy in every way. That's why when Jesus was baptized, God could praise Jesus and shout from heaven how proud he was of him. "This is my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with him." Well, that might be amazing for Jesus, but how does it help sinners like us? Here's some really good news. When you were baptized, you were connected personally to Jesus. His perfection became your perfection. His holiness became your holiness. Imagine Jesus wearing a pure white robe without a single stain or spot on it. Then imagine him taking that robe and wrapping it snugly around you. That's what happened when you were baptized. Now, when God the Father looks at you, he doesn't see any spots or stains or sins. He sees the perfect life of Jesus. That means that God can and does look at you now and say, "This is my Son, my daughter, whom I love. With him, with her, I am well pleased." We give thanks in prayer. Jesus, thank you for wrapping your holiness around me when I was baptized. Help me please you in everything I think, say, and do. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.